For now, have a listen to this. I don't know if you can hear it. There we go. It's like I've gone outside into a Gauteng hailstorm, one of those big ones, and I've picked up the biggest hailstone I can find. This hailstone is completely translucent. It is bigger than a golf ball, smaller than a tennis ball. It is an ice block that is very different. In our business unusual slot this evening, we thought we're going to do something whiskey-related that's not about the whiskey, and it's got a more adaptability, and I have. It is truly a beautiful thing. I can't believe I'm espousing the virtues of a ball of ice. Well, Tom Steen is the founder of the great Kennebec Ice Company. Tom, why are you dedicating your life to creating the perfect, round, translucent ice cube, ice block, ice ball even?
Evening, Bruce. Look, it started off as a little hobby and just basically trying to make clear ice, and from there it just grew and it's grown into something a lot bigger.
Why?
Well, look, there's a lot of benefit from craft ice, making clear ice. There's no impurities. It's a lot bigger than your conventional ice, and it doesn't dilute as fast. So with the tasteless or zero taste ice, basically it doesn't affect the taste of the whiskey.
Well, what was the origin of the idea? I mean, were you sitting drinking whiskey one day and saying, these ice blocks offend me, they dissolve too fast? What was it that got you going on this particular journey?
No, well, I mean, I got family in the States, and they told me about this new trend happening in the States, and we started doing a little bit of research, and from there we thought, well, I mean, that looks like a really cool concept. Let's see if we can mimic the same thing here in South Africa.
How complicated is it to create effectively a crystal ball out of frozen water? Because when one looks at a crystal ball, it is absolutely perfect. There are no impurities. Occasionally you get a little bubble in it or something, but it is a perfectly clear ball, and that's what you're seeking to achieve with these balls of ice.
Yes. So if you look at nature, I mean, nature freezes a river. The top of the river is always crystal clear. In terms of the process, what happens is the bottom of the river and the sides of the river are insulated, and because of the cold, the elements hitting the top of the river, all the air bubbles and impurities are pushed down, and obviously flows away with the water, and that causes it to be crystal clear. So what we've done is we've built custom freezers that actually reverse that process and freeze it from the bottom up. We basically take a big block of ice. We make about 150 kilogram block of ice. We cut that up into smaller, manageable blocks, and from there turn it into cubes. Now, to get it into a sphere, we use something that was developed in Japan, actually, called an ice press. And the ice press, the thermal properties of the aluminium ice press, which is very heavy, melts the ice and leaves the sphere.
Is this a business? I mean, will you be able to survive on this wonderful little industry that you're creating in South Africa? It's wonderfully quirky, but is this something that will ever pay the bills?
Look, I mean, there's a lot we can do with it. The most amazing thing is we can print logos onto the ice. We can do from soccer balls to tennis balls to golf balls. So with an ice press, essentially, we can do anything we really want to do. There are other ideas that we want to take this to the next level, but the start is obviously to provide premium ice, craft ice for the beverage and hospitality industry.
I did think I heard everything. I heard about gin, and then I heard about craft gin, and then I heard about tonic, and then I heard about craft tonic. And now I've got to put craft ice into the craft gin and tonic.
100%.
I think this is crafty. It really is. How long does it take to produce an ice ball of this kind? Because you brought me a glass of whiskey, which I've not touched because I'm being teetotal this evening and being a responsible broadcaster. But this block of ice is probably a little bit smaller than it was when you brought it, but it's barely dissolving.
Yeah, so to make the ball, the ice press melts it's about a 7 cubic centimeter block of ice in about 2 minutes down into a ball. So it happens quite quickly. But obviously, a big block of ice at 150 kilograms, to make it clear, it takes about five days, just running flat, trying to get it. But we probably get about 400 or 500 blocks of ice, so let's say, spheres out of a big block of ice.
When do you launch officially? When are you going to be big enough and ready enough to actually have event organizers queuing at your door?
So we're at a point where we're ready to start production. We're piloting the system at a local restaurant. We've launched we've listed on Thunder Fund to try and get some capital behind the business to actually...
So if people want to fund you, they can go to Thunder Fund. What are they going to look for when they go to Thunder Fund?
The Great Kennebec Ice Company.
The Great Kennebec Ice Company. If you have fancy funding through a social mechanism, a small business, an adventurous business, a different business, a business unusual, then go on to Thunder Fund. Is it .co.za? I think it is.
I think it's .com.
It could be .com. Thunderfund.com. Have a look at the Great Kennebec Ice Company and check it out. It's a lovely idea. It really is. I hope it flies. At what point do you give up your day job?
Yeah, that's a good question. But as soon as possible.
Do you think you will ever be able to give up your day job?
The plan is to get into a lot bigger things. You know, we're looking at targeting from all kinds of events, from golf events to wedding events to corporate events.
Okay, imagine ice sculptures made out of absolutely pure blocks of ice.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah.
Well, yes. So we're not going to be venturing into the actual sculpting world.
No, but you can sell the sculptor.
Yeah, no, 100%. But I mean, we can actually make diamonds for cocktails. In the shape of diamonds. So there's a lot we can do.
Nikki Oppenheimer, if you're listening, I've got a guy who can make diamonds disappear before. That's Nikki Oppenheimer's worst nightmare. You watch a diamond dissolve.
Unfortunately, it melts.
Imagine it does. But you know what? For the rest of us, that's how it feels. I thank you so much for coming in. Craft Ice.
Thanks.
Have you ever heard of anything like it? Craft Ice. Tom Steen is the founder of the Great Kennebec Ice Company, and he's a guy who, if you want to back him, you can go to thunderfund.com, look for the Great Kennebec Ice Company, and give him some cash. Come on, have a flutter. Back a guy who's got a drink.